Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Here's the steal. Three on one. Alley-oop. Oh, my goodness. Marcus Mizzen.
And you certainly are in love with him here in Louisville. Marcus in the open floor. Hops. Incredible. Here comes Mizzen off the steal.
Get up, get up, get up, get up. Let's get ready for Marcus Mizzen. You're about midway to the midday with Marcus Mizzen. And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to Marcus Mizzen. So sit back and relax and watch Mizzen.
Break it down like this.
Woo! Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Mizzen on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Mizzen and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. Welcome back to one of the more interesting pre-show meetings in 93.9 history. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Mizzen, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. And if you are alive and well listening to us, and you have managed to stay somewhat, at least 75% dry, then you have accomplished a task many have not on this rainy, rainy Friday. Steve Rummage in the building, Nikki V in the booth.
He could have bought a white phone or a pink phone, and he picked the pink phone.
And it's new?
And it's brand new. I don't understand him. Like, I don't.
What was his explanation?
He needed a phone. Nikki V got a new phone, everybody.
He did. Same number, though. So don't have to tell your sisters or moms. They can still text me.
That's pretty funny, actually. He got a new phone, and he wanted one he could find easily.
Mm-hmm.
He had the choice between. He shows it to me, and I'm like, cool. Are you using Jeanette's phone? And he was like, no, I bought it. I was like, okay.
Was this all they had left?
Because right. Like, I understand. Maybe that's all they have left. And you're like, all right, you know, I'm going to put a case on it anyways. I mean, I got a Disney case on mine. Like, so you wouldn't know what color my phone is.
What's on the back of it? Is it Mickey Mouse?
Or just Duck?
The castle?
It's Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck and all the different old Mickeys, like, drawn together.
Oh, that's sick.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of Xavier's taking off some of it.
Yeah, no, but that looks really cool.
Well, it was only $50 at Disney World, so.
Yeah, this case is, like, I think I got, like, I told them that I needed, like, the bullet, because I needed it to be Nick Valvano proof.
Yeah.
And the guy was like, say less. And he did a great job, but I think he also was like, oh, I can give this guy the Cadillac.
Why did you he'll buy pick it. Lavender?
It's not lavender, dude. It's pink. Or maybe pink. Rose gold.
Okay, why?
Well, I said that, dude, this is an awesome case. I didn't realize.
No, the case is
Yeah, but
tremendous.
It was like $160 or whatever. But
you paid $160 for that case?
Yeah, well, I think it also had like the insurance.
You paid $160 for that case.
The screen guard on it. Yeah, Jeanette was a little mad at me, but I was like, okay, you're either going to get mad at me for breaking the phone or you're going to get mad at me for spending all the money. for, you know, the expensive case. So pick your poison, babe. And then she was like, she didn't talk to me the rest of the night. Anyway.
She was like, on your $0 an hour salary, babe.
Yeah. She hit me with that once you punched. And I was like, fair. But no, she was like, I could have got you like that type of phone, just like $15. I know a guy. And I was like, what? But regardless.
She knows everybody.
She does. Everyone loves Jeanette. But I asked, I was like, I need a phone.
He's like, guys coming out of the house all the time.
She's got a lot of friends. They spill things in the bedroom. I'm kidding. No, so I said, I need a phone that I can find easy. And he was like, I was vibing with the dude. He was cool. We were like making jokes. And so, he was like, well, we got like the brightest one is probably the white one. And I was like, all right. He was like, actually, dude, I think the pink one might be like the brightest one we have. And I was like, all right, let's look at it. And he brought it out and he was like, it's not as bright as I thought, but it's still pretty bright. And I was like, yeah, you know what? What the hell? It's a conversation starter. And so I got it. And then the phone case just kind
of accentuated.
Who do
you want to have conversations with, Nikki?
I don't know. But I just think it's funny. Look, we got a segment out of this. And it's a nice phone.
It's not going to be just a segment.
Well, maybe. That's
no,
a good point.
No, it's not going away.
Yeah, that's fair. Well, see, here's the thing, fellas. I love to buck the trend a little bit. Like, I drove a Beetle as my first car. Volkswagen Beetle. But it was black. It was a turbo. And the little vase that comes with it, I put an American flag in. And then I would roll up to hockey games with that in a Volkswagen Beetle. And come out and try to look tough. And I don't know why. I just thought that was kind of funny. It's like a juicy contradiction. You remember the Starburst commercials mm-hmm. with like the Scotch Korean guy? It's like, this is a rather
so you're saying
traditionally
like you're
feminine
super
looking
alpha
phone.
Male and you take pride in having a tradition.
I don't know if it's alpha male or what's the other one? There's like Sigma and Beta, whatever. I'm just a male. And I think it's funny. And also, honest to God, it's pragmatic. At this point, I haven't lost this thing yet because it looks like a cupcake.
It's not been 24 hours.
Yeah, but no. Like,
you went one night and didn't lose your phone and you want a pat on the back?
Steve, it's little battles, okay? I would have been
excited.
I bought
it yesterday and I still have it.
I would have been excited had it gone an hour without losing my phone. So baby steps, man. And okay. Also, it looks like a cupcake, like I said.
Well, you know why I'm not going to jump on YouTube ad.
I do kind of wish it was more rosy gold than pink.
Yeah, I wish it was.
And that's just an aesthetic thing.
I just wish it was totally different.
Okay, I love how the man who has, and I complimented it because it does look cool. The man that has a Disney phone case is busting my balls about my pink phone. There was one time I took a Segway tour with my family on vacation, and we're just driving around on the Segways. And like we're on the sidewalk, and some dude in a moped comes up to the stop sign, and I go, "Cool moped, dude!" Like not being mean or douchey, just genuinely. I was like, "Oh, cool!" Like it's like a little Vespa looking thing. And he goes, "Yeah, whatever, bro." And I was like, "That douchebag in the vehicle like food chain, he's a moped. He's at the very bottom, but because I was on a Segway." The one like vehicle lamer than the moped, he felt like he could flex on me. Steve has a Disney phone case. It's very cool, genuinely. I genuinely like it.
Right.
But easily make funnable.
Yeah, sure.
And so he pounces on the one phone that he can make fun of more, which is my pink phone. You are moped douchebag.
Right.
And I am, nerdy Segway guy.
How many times have you ran into Randy Orton at Disney? Oh, I have. How many times have you ran into him with his pink phone?
You ran into Randy Orton?
I have pictures of Randy Orton.
Why didn't you lead with that, bro?
Yeah, so
that's
it's like,
freaking awesome.
Yeah, they're two totally same things.
I'm just saying, that's really cool. Like, that went with the story?
Yeah, because when they win the Super Bowl, they're like, hey, man, I'm going to get a pink phone.
It looks like a cupcake.
Well, the only reason I'm going to let Nikki slide, it is a nice phone.
And I genuinely,
it's a very nice case.
All yuck-yucks aside, that Disney case is the coolest case I've seen.
All new phones are not. All new phones are cool. So
I know. New phones are cool.
New phones.
The only reason I'm going to let Nikki go, though, is because last night.
Jesus Christ.
What?
They just not. They won't stop. I'm listening. I'm not going to let that take my attention.
What? Oh, Lamar?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
You know, I could. If you guys want to listen to that, I could.
Don't. I don't. It'll irritate
them. I could hijack it.
No, because they're going to say the same thing everybody else says. It's just, it's going to be the same thing until he signs with the team.
The NFL warns teams not to negotiate with anybody but Lamar Jackson.
Dude, Roquan Smith got a bag. No agent.
When does the NFL warn teams about any negotiations they do?
I know.
When has the NFL warned? A warning is telling you what to do.
Yeah.
In the NFL. When have they ever done that?
I know.
Anyway, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, Cardinal fans. Well, I'm glad he's going to the damn Detroit Lions in the old way.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Because me, Jalen, and Lamar going to have a blast.
It's the Lions. Let's get Lamar to Detroit. Things we all want to say. But last night, I watched basketball. I enjoyed some very good basketball last night. It was awesome. Great time. Also, had a quick moment. I told my wife, it's her birthday today, by the way.
Happy birthday, Charity.
Happy birthday, Charity. She's beautiful and continues to get more beautiful every year.
So. It's Charity's birthday?
Yes.
Oh, nice. Can I play the song?
No.
Okay. Happy birthday, Charity.
Yeah, happy birthday. But I told her, I said, do you realize tonight we could not be out because I would not be going anywhere because we would be sitting here watching Kentucky
beat the
waste Michigan State. And then I would have went home and watched Tennessee do what we all knew Tennessee was going to do because they've done it all year, go out and get busted by Florida Atlantic.
I think they got cheated.
Well,
I mean, I know you said that Florida team is a tough team, a lot of wins, but I'm telling you, there was a stretch where 50 kept on flopping around and just kept getting all the breaks and just.
Well, to be fair though, I will say this: I can't stand that big white guy from Tennessee. Like, he's just openly dirty. Right. Like it's like he come from overseas and it's like he doesn't understand. Like I mean, because I agree with that 50.
Yeah.
But to be fair, the 50 guy was flopping because he literally ran over and just, just hit him right in the face with an elbow.
But 50 got some calls on the other Tennessee big man that he shouldn't have gotten.
No,
I'm just like,
okay, that.
y'all are.
Now, I like that other guy.
Yeah.
Adu or whatever.
Yeah.
I like him. Yeah.
You talking about, baby, you can't tell me he don't look exactly like Rose Wheeler.
Well, you know, I think he looks more like Efton Reed, who played with Rose
Wheeler. Okay. That's fair. Okay, I'm listening.
For the record, by the way, James just came in here looking for his phone. And it looked like a cupcake. I bet he would have found it. Just saying.
Okay.
I'm listening.
That's fair enough.
Is this your phone going off or Nikki's?
I have no idea. Probably Nick's. He probably don't know how to turn it off. New phone.
I'm like, I know I turned mine off.
But here's my thing, man. We would be doing a show today going, God, please let Florida.
No, we wouldn't have. No, we wouldn't have, Steve. Steve, don't lie.
Okay.
Don't do that to yourself.
Okay.
You know what we'd be doing. We'd be watching any other game for anybody who has a chance of beating Florida A&M. We would already be past Florida A&M. We'd be already past them. Florida Atlantic.
I knew what you meant.
You're going to waste them.
Oh, yeah.
And we'd be hoping there's still three teams in the tournament. We'll be wondering, can Houston?
We would be.
Who's going to stop them from winning the national championship?
We would all be praying for Alabama.
Yes.
To not lose.
Yes, all top seeds.
Now, fortunately, Kentucky pissed down their leg and lost.
Sorry, Mom's Faulkner.
Lost in the set.
Oh, no, it's Cornelius. Sorry. Pops Faulkner.
Oh, okay.
Is in the building.
I said Kentucky pissed down her leg, and you said, sorry, Mom's Faulkner. I was like, I knew it. I knew it.
Yeah, with the Wildcat. Remember the Wildcat? What was the controversy? What did you say? Go Cats.
The Catamounts. So. Yeah. I was like, I knew it all along. No, but man, I mean, fortunately, that was... taken care of for us. And I got to enjoy some good ball last night. UCLA Gonzaga, fantastic games. Michigan State, K-State, probably best game of the tournament. I mean, it was
Man, that last possession, that defense that Kansas State played, to have that guy slap that ball out of a three-point shooter's hand, like, do you know that that – listen, when that coach says it's a dude, that's a dude play.
Yeah.
That's a dude that trusts his instincts over everything. Because everything about that play, Steve, says, are you an idiot?
Yeah.
A guy's shooting a three. We're up three. A guy's pulling up for a three-point shot, and you slap the ball out of his hands and got away with it. That's when you're playing with 100%.
Yeah.
How Chris Mack would always say, get lost in the game.
Yeah.
Like, he literally got lost in the game to make those plays.
Okay, and now you're talking about K-State, Michigan State?
Yes.
Because same thing kind of happened in Gonzaga's game.
Yep.
Gonzaga hit that deep three, take the lead. They come down, and they end up with the steal there. It was like, oh, man.
Okay. You said enjoyed the games.
Yeah.
I watched it with two set of eyeballs.
Okay.
How much of your eyeballs were watching? Because, you know, tournament time, this is how I do it. I watch the games, and then I say, how far are we away from them?
You going to try that? Mountain Dew. Zero. Hey, Nick, he's trying to Mountain Dew Zero.
Oh, he going to do one?
Oh, listen to that. Listen to that. Oh, listen. Oh, my God.
I'm enjoying one as well. Thank you, Steve.
Oh, no, no. Thank us. We, Nick and I. Oh, listen. Cheers. Oh, man, bro.
Oh. Not bad.
Oh, that's good. They're good. And it's guilt-free. Oh, and you're like, there ain't a calorie one in that bad boy, baby.
And you can't really taste the aspartame.
No, it's sucralose.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
Boy, y'all dudes are... I can't believe y'all drink this stuff. I can't believe y'all drink this.
Delicious.
I swear to God, y'all gonna have to fast.
No.
Y'all gonna have to listen. We're all gonna have to go on a 7-day water fast and start eating foods again, starting over from scratch. So you can taste what you're really tasting in these sodas. Like, get this stuff out of your system and then start over and taste it.
It's awesome. I'm double fisting LaCroix.
That is
Mountain Dew Zero.
I have a coating in my mouth of some foreign substance that my butt.
It's probably similar to, you know,
when
antifreeze.
I do that, I'm like, I have to get that off the roof of my mouth.
No, did you do it like you're supposed to do wine? You know, like open the palate and, you know, swish it around.
Y'all can't taste that thing.
Let it encompass your entire tongue.
You mean greatness? No, yeah, no. Look, see?
Mm-mm-mm.
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe y'all drink these.
Mm. Dare I say, is that a acetylene potassium I taste in there?
Are you reading the ingredients, Nikki?
Perhaps.
What is that?
I don't know what that is.
Read them right now.
Let's see. Carbonated water. Mm-mm.
Healthy.
Citric acid. Natural flavor. Potassium benzoate. you know what that does? They put it in parentheses. That one preserves freshness.
See?
See? Citrus pectin. That gives it the full body taste.
Okay. Yeah. Keep going. Pectin.
Aspartame. Delightful. potassium citrate. Caffeine. Because, you know.
Potassium citrate?
Potassium citrate, yes.
Okay.
Right.
A little gum. Arabic.
Arabic gum.
Arabic gum. Which, I mean, you know.
Why the hell would Arabic gum be in a Mountain Dew?
Why not? They go across the planet for the best ingredients, man.
Okay, keep going.
Calcium disodium, so basically good for your bones.
And by the way, potassium citrate is used to treat kidney stone conditions.
Yeah, so, look at, I mean, it's good for, like...
Mountain Dew is the number one cause of kidney stones in the United States of America.
It's used to preserve
the kidney stones.
Prevent kidney stones that may occur with gout.
Look at that. So this and the Gout Center of Louisville.
Oh, so you're learning.
They got
and
you
the
covered.
The Gout Center of Excellence. That's
you're
why.
You're learning right now.
That's why we send you to the Gout Center of Excellence.
You might as well because needs vitamins?
Anybody that does Mountain Dews like that, write down the Gout Center of Excellence number every commercial break.
You don't need vitamins? Drink a Dew Zero.
Go see Dr. Crump and Lauren Kaufman at the Gout Center of Excellence.
Yeah, drink a Dew Zero. A Dew a day will keep all the kidney stones away, baby.
Dew a day.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Come on.
Also this. This is the commitment they have to their product.
Wait, you stopped after Arabic gum. Did you try to go like hide the rest of the ingredients the rest of the people?
This one, this was the one I struggled with earlier. Acylfame potassium. Yeah, I can't defend that one. Sucralose, yeah. Delightful.
So it's got sucralose and aspartame. That's why it tastes so good.
See, it's a blend.
That's
it's a
why
blend.
It tastes so good.
They cancel out each other, right?
Yes. Like, I mean, there's certain wines that can't be defined as a Merlot or Cab. You know, it's a red blend. That's what Mountain Dew is. It's a blend of artificial sweeteners. Sodium citrate, calcium to sodium, EDTA.
I don't want anything.
You know what that does, EDTA, Marcus? Again, in parentheses, to protect the flavor.
Now go look up My Sky Vodka.
Also, wait, I wasn't done.
Ingredients.
Yellow 5.
Just bring it home with Yellow 5.
And it contains phenylalanine. Caffeine content, 68 milligrams. Not too much.
Yeah, go get my Sky Vodka contents, please. Okay, Steve. Two sets of eyes.
Sky.
Steve.
Yes.
How far are we away from all these teams? Do you ever watch it with those eyeballs?
Not anymore. Not anymore, man. I'll tell you why. Because
damn it,
teams are so different from
every
year.
Yep. Yeah.
Every year is going to be a different.
Yep.
Landscape.
Yep.
I mean, that's like I heard Diener and Blankenbaker yesterday talking about, like, do you care what Lenardi has? Because Blankenbaker was saying Lenardi don't have us in the bracket right now. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, I don't care. We don't even know what these, like, okay, so you got somebody as a 1 seed. Well, they may have 3 guys transfer.
Mm-hmm.
You got somebody as a 10 seed. Well, they may get 3 transfers that are off the charts.
Mm-hmm.
Can you realistically put St. John's in a bracket right now?
Mm-hmm.
Well, no. Can you in two months? Probably.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every year is so different mm-hmm. for me. It's hard. Now, I mean,
so
you can look at
it's hard to prognosticate.
You can look at the level of play, I think. You know, I mean, you can look and say, okay, they're making plays. We did, you know, okay, different styles, different stuff. But it's just, it's so hard for me to look at teams this year and go, okay, like I look at the ACC teams or, you know, or the teams we might play next year. And it's like, I mean, okay, I don't – Bama's not going to look even remotely close to what they look like next year. They're the best team in the country right now, probably going to win a championship. They're not going to look remotely the same.
Okay. Do you look for – okay, so here's the thing. And these are just a couple sets of my eyeballs watching the game. Another conversation we've had.
Yeah.
Dudes versus system. Michigan State, more of a system, more play calls. Some plays, some teams, you watch dudes.
Okay. I watch more dudes because at the end of the day, there is a – how many coaches do you see? Okay, Izzo's the type of coach. You watched him yesterday. K-State would hit a big shot. Izzo and them had a few minutes left to go on the clock. Time out. Mm-hmm. Come over here. Let's talk about it.
Draw it up.
Yeah, like, mm-hmm. let's draw it up. Like, okay, he's – to me, he's a different beast. All right? There are a couple other coaches that are like that.
Mm-hmm.
But then you
where
watch,
they have a certain calling card. Yeah,
yeah. You watch FAU and how they run things. You watch a last night, like mm-hmm. they don't stop it. Oh, time out. Okay, we got to draw it up. Ooh, yep. You know, no, we play. Watch K-State and Jerome Tang, kind of how they did it. No, you play it out.
Was that a fake conversation to the alley-oop?
I think so.
because he wouldn't be talking to the coach like that.
Oh, no. I mean, no. He's from New York. He probably would. Yes. That's so, what. That's so that Terry Rozier. Yeah, I that might have been part of it.
What say you, Nikki?
Sorry, I was reading Sky Vodka. What was the question? I apologize.
I don't know if you've seen it. There's an alley-oop play in overtime where the point guard's yelling at the coach.
Oh, no, that was awesome.
Was that a
trick play?
Yeah.
Had to be a trick play. Like, they nailed that.
And what do you say, Steve? You think he was just going at his coach?
No, I think it was probably because of how it was set up. I think it was kind of a trick play, in my opinion.
He puts that thing on the money.
Yeah, and he no-looked it, too.
Yeah.
Like, for me, that was – but I'm saying it's not
but
that
– for him to dunk it backwards, he had to know it was coming,
yeah,
though, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. So that's why I say I think it was part of the play. But I'm saying, like, if it wasn't, it's not, like, that crazy
to think that
point guard to be like, oh, stop.
Yeah.
You know, because, I mean, you want – like I said, I mean, Terry Rozier did that with Rick, like, a couple times. Like, I need a leader on the floor. It's got to work, but I need a leader on the floor. Because at the end of the day, man, I'm on the floor, okay? Like, I'm playing this game.
There's nothing like watching, listening up close.
Yeah.
Cincinnati and Bob Huggins.
That's
and those players.
Huggy Bear.
Yell at each other. Steve. I mean, I got the ball right in front of Huggins. And my defender is right in front of me. And Bob Huggins is right where Nikki is. And he's like, you bleepity bleep ace. I got him, coach. You know, I'm just like, you talk to your coach that way? I almost want to like stop and just hold on. Like,
you just want to sit down and talk about this.
Y'all are talking to each other like that. And I'm like, you about to get in trouble.
it's like, hey.
That's why we lost.
Like, it's getting serious, man.
Yeah.
It's getting serious.
Okay, so back to dudes versus systems.
Yeah, so that's more what I like to see. I mean, because you go, okay, what do I need? Like, that's more what I watch. Mm-hmm. I watch them and I say, okay, what do I need?
To be out here next year.
Yeah, what mm-hmm. do I need in the portal? What do I need to, you know, and I say, okay, when I watch a guy like the Johnson kid from Keontae Johnson from mm-hmm. okay, I say okay. I mean that's an older dude, been mm-hmm. through a lot. You know, there's a mix on these teams. Mm-hmm. You know, you say okay, UConn when you watch them. I mean it's a pretty good mix, mm-hmm. a couple young studs and some older dudes. So yeah, so
what's
I mean,
the name? Sanogo.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. So that's kind of what I look at. I just look at the makeup of college basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, like I said, it's hard to compare yourself to teams anymore because mm-hmm. every year is going to be a completely – I mean, the transfer rule has basically made the one-and-done rule, like, fresh.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, like, not that the one-and-done's fresh, but just because every year is going to be different.
Yeah, so I'm watching the guys, and I'm watching Black for Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
How does he deal with his system, you know – like I said, bless you.
Did Musselman take his shirt off after getting beat by 30?
He was salty.
He got beat by 30.
Why y'all do that? Why y'all got to fight like this?
Hmm?
Why is everybody? Did you see everybody just jumped on Twitter and just team up? We just can't help ourselves, can we?
Like, yeah.
Twitter got ugly over the Musselman stuff.
I will say this though. I think UCLA and Cronin had a good year. Like that, mm-hmm. that's a respectable loss.
Man. Yeah, yeah.
I
mean,
me, that's not it because my criticism of Cronin has always been, I'm like, to me, his resume is Mac with one run.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, and that run came when he was a first four team.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's taken a lot of good teams, got beat early.
Mm-hmm.
Last night, I think is like. Gonzaga's probably a little underseeded this year, even at 3.
Mm-hmm.
You lost a game; it probably should have been an Elite Eight game.
Mm-hmm.
Like that was a good game, mm-hmm. you know. And then you lost at the buzzer, and it's like, okay, like that. To me, that's not a choke. Yeah,
yet, getting back from 9 down, like the last two.
Yeah, games, yeah. Credit to them.
Yeah,
yeah. Credit
to me that's not a choke. That's a like okay. That's an honorable loss to a season.
Boy, Tammy, you talk about choke.
man.
I mean, he killed it. He dominated. If his story would have been missing those last two free throws, like, did you see those?
Let me ask you. Let's get racial for a second.
Okay.
You want to have some fun with it?
Always.
Let's get in the weeds here.
Uh-huh.
Does it bother you how openly he can just say the F word and stuff on TV?
No, but...
No, I know it don't bother you.
Yeah.
But do you get what I'm saying?
I'm gonna explore this.
I do see where I'm
gonna explore.
Like the other night, he was just like, you know, you don't want to be the team to F this up. But like he said, you know, he's like, yeah, you know, you don't want to be the team to F it up. And then he threw another couple cuss words, and it was just like, and they were just like, oh, Drew Timmy, you know. And it's like,
what did she call him yesterday? Who was on the floor? Wisa Lenardi? I forgot what her name was, but she was like, you embody everything that college basketball is.
Yeah,
and I was like,
because I mean, don't get me wrong. Now the player in me says, I don't care that they say cuss words.
You know where my line would probably, where I would just naturally cut him slack, even as a delegation conversation, I would say, first of all, I would say he's in the Bill Walton, Barkley, Washington, you know, hippie. Like I said, he's made a reputation already of being that person.
Okay.
Over time. You know, sure. Would you agree with that? Like,
you do
the mustache, you do the mullets, or you've made yourself this character. So,
yeah, but that bothers me. That's Baker Mayfield-ish to me, and I don't hate Drew Timmy the way I didn't like Baker Mayfield. But
yeah, I don't know.
Like,
you're right. There is a
no. I understand your question completely. There are some guys. Probably Baker Mayfield. Like there are some guys who did those things, and I'm like, wait a minute, y'all are letting him.
Yeah.
Y'all are whitewashing, so to speak.
Well, especially, and we're getting really serious here, but especially in a world where we're like, and I'm a dad now.
Mm-hmm.
I know some people are going to like, again, let me be clear. The athlete in me is like, dude, they just come off an intense game. I get it. But now I'm a dad. And I go, okay, well, Elijah's sitting there watching a post game with me. And he's like, oh, man, you know, just we didn't want to F it up and all this, you know, mm-hmm. And it's like, dang, like.
And
okay, like what if that New York point guard yesterday is just like, oh man, you know, and a different slang, different verbiage. It's like, you know, we were out here and we was just gonna blank them up, you know.
Here's the thing, Twitter would be different, Twitter would be different, but I still think New York point guard behind him, you know,
yeah.
And when you're winners, you can do that, Steve.
No, I know,
look, but here's the thing, in a macro everything. I understand the question perfectly, but like I said, I think Timmy has been a rebel, so you know, so to speak, and you get the
other day is not the first time he did that. That's why I bring it. I mean, you know, if he slips one cuss word,
he gets the West Coast, Mount Watt, just that. Just the Gonzaga.
It's funny you say that, because growing up in Shepherdsville, we always were like, "Oh, Mount Washington's like the rich people," you know. And now that I've moved out of the county, and when I hear people like, "Oh man, Hicks and Mount Washington," and I'm really?
is that how you see things? there was somebody. Yeah, it's like kind of like the Bill Walton, Barkley.
Yeah,
you've made enough of a brand. And the last thing I want to say, when you start coming back for fifth and sixth years. Talk how you want to talk.
Yeah, I mean, no, that's fair. That's fair. Yeah,
he's
that's
24.
Fair. Yeah.
The New York guy's 23, right? Howell.
He's older.
What's his name? Noel. Yeah, Noel. Yeah.
But it's spelled like N-O-W-E-L-L.
Yeah. He's 23 years old. Like, dude, is Jalen's going his seventh year in the league. Dude is 3 years younger than him. You know, just like, that's an OG. It's an OG out there.
Yeah.
It's like, yes, that's what Jerome Tang meant. We got dudes.
Yeah.
He's got adults. They're getting it done.
Yeah.
Yeah. Quick commercial break. 939 The Ville.
Wait a minute. There we go.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 8150 939 is the number. 939 is the station. People, let me take a second to remind everybody that temperature control is and always will be one of the most valuable resources one could have. If you agree with that sentiment, then DFH Company is most certainly the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222 or look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Make sure you look into the Mitsubishi Mini Split, like the one we use here at the 93.9 studio, sometimes referred to as the Players Club, for that hard-to-heat, hard-to-cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222, or you can look them up online at dfhcompany.com.
Let me remind everybody, tonight, U of O women, Sweet 16 against Ole Miss.
School!
Marcus. 9:30 network pregame. 10 o'clock start. And God bless them, the YMCA postgame show with Dave Skull and Chrissy Banna.
Plenty of rest.
We'll start somewhere around 12:30. But hey, listen, we'll all be up. We'll be watching. Let's get a dub tonight. Let's head to the Elite Eight. We'll be tuned in. Chrissy Banna, Dave Skull tonight. Immediately following the game. Well, not immediately following the game, but after, you know, Nick Curran will spout off the mouth for another 10 minutes after the game and do what he does. And
why don't be mean to Nick Curran?
I love Nick.
Spout off.
Well, you know, he just kind of starts shooting out takes from the game.
Referee indictment.
Yeah. So, but yeah. So we'll tune in tonight, though. But it's gonna be a late one. But tune in, Dave Skull, Chrissy Banna. I always enjoy hearing them. But it'd be after.
How is Kendrick Perkins on TV, Steve?
I don't know. I got nothing.
I thought they parted ways with him.
I saw that on Twitter.
What the hell is Kendrick Perkins doing on my television?
I could be wrong, but I just thought it was funny. And I brought this up to my man Sweeney. My dear friend Anna Tarullo. I don't know what it was, but Big Perk commented on every single like one of her posts for like a month long stretch. And I was like, my man is a fan of Anna Tarullo. I mean, who isn't? Anna's awesome. But
pretty,
I just was
that's
like,
pretty funny.
I couldn't help notice. Very, I was great. Like,
least surprising things.
I mean, I can tell you what it is probably, but
it just made me chuckle.
I don't know what it is, but
what is Kendrick Perkins doing on my television?
You don't like Big Perk? Big Perk.
No.
Big Perm.
Listen, when I think about him, just even on the court, just like, okay, you know what it is. You know what it is, Steve.
I'm listening.
It's the gimmick guy that you love on your team, and everybody else says, like, why are y'all getting excited about him? You know what I'm saying? And he makes one play. It's like Big Baby Davis.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's just like, he gets in, he dives on the floor three times and gets that one rebound. It's like, Big Baby.
I was watching more of that, you know, the one where Kevin Garnett, the
Pat Riley
yeah, story.
It's a great
I was
story.
Oh, it's beautiful. But I got into watching some of that whole interview documentary.
The full thing. Yeah, okay.
And they're talking about, so guys like Perkins, you know, was on it and stuff. And I guess when they drafted Big Baby Davis, mm-hmm. or he came there, I can't remember if they drafted him or he just came there, but they were all talking and they, you know, it was like, he's a big dude and stuff. And Garnett was like, or Perkins was telling the story and he's like, yeah, everybody was like, you know, Big Baby Davis, big strong kid, you know, and somebody was like, yeah, you know, he's strongest dude, you know, strongest dude in here or whatever. And Perk said, like, Kevin Garnett was like, y'all really think he's the strongest guy in here? And he said, like, Big Baby Davis is just sitting there, you know, like sitting right there. And like, yeah. Garnett wasn't even, he was like, y'all, so are y'all really think that's the strongest guy in this room, right? He's like, all right. So he said, Garnett walked over, put his elbow down on the table, and was like, come over here. And said, Big Baby Davis went over there. And basically, you have to watch the story. I mean, I could reenact it, yeah. But it was like, Garnett toyed with him in arm wrestling. They were like just toyed with him, and it was like, oh my God.
You know, that's why I always use Kevin Garnett as my JJ trainer. Strong, like you don't have to be.
Yeah, big.
Like, yeah, it's not the muscle mass, man. Yeah. You know, like Kevin Garnett gave up space. And if people don't remember, like, you were watching Kevin Garnett play against Shaq.
Yeah.
And heavy dudes. You know what I'm saying? Like, he wasn't playing against, you know, like, and he's still holding his own against, like, Tim Duncan's a strong dude.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, swim strength. Like, anyway, yeah, I always refer. So, yeah, he's always my go-to guy. I'm like, y'all don't realize how strong these dudes really are. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely.
Like, you could be long arm, lean muscled, and still be really, really
100%,
strong.
100%. Texter says, let me see here. Texter says, love the show, guys. I have a question about the position change. What do you think Brandon Huntley Hatfield runs next year? And what do you think Emmanuel Okorafor will run? And what do you guys think about Churchill, the Temple guard, and USC guard to close out our roster?
he just wants it all.
That's a good.
I want it all right now.
That's a good question. That's a fantastic question. What's Brandon going to play? What's Emmanuel going to play? And what do you think about?
Honestly, I hope they play the same position.
Yeah.
I hope they play the exact same position.
I think they will.
I hope they bench each other.
Yeah, I think you will.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you will. I don't think Brandon's a guy that's going to move up. I mean, like,
yeah, I hope they bench each other. I hope
four or five guys.
I hope whoever works harder in the offseason, whoever improves their game, you know, their physicality, mm-hmm. their conditioning, all that, you know, whoever does more to earn it, I hope they still fight.
Are we just assuming Brandon's back then?
I only did listening to you.
I mean, Mike James is, I know I saw pictures yesterday. Tony Williams posted a picture. Mike James was there at working with the kids and stuff yesterday. And I think we all feel pretty comfortable. Emmanuel's coming back. JJ's back. Mike's back.
Okay, that's a fair question. I'm not going to do that anymore, as a matter of fact.
What?
You're right. You're right by saying, are we going to assume Brandon is coming back? Because it's like, why wouldn't he go sniff around in the NFL or in the draft workouts? Why wouldn't he?
I don't know. Yeah.
Unless he physically was unable to, right? Like, if he's physically unable to work out or whatever, that's the only reason he shouldn't show his face around there. Or unless he's extremely disappointed, like, with the year he had.
Yeah, I mean, well, and again, I mean, not even that I think there's...
And again, this is dating. For me, personally, this is dating back to his opening interview when he said college, you know, it's for some kind of guys and not for everybody. Mm-hmm. I thought that put him in a no matter what happens, he's leaving. Mm-hmm. Strictly opinion.
Yeah.
Strictly opinion. But, yeah, I'm not going to assume anything out of him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll leave him in total wild card status.
That's kind of where I'm mm-hmm. at with him, you know, and we'll see.
The good thing is I feel like that's a position that we, you know, won't be desperate for.
Well, if you land Churchill.
Yeah, right.
Like, you got to get Churchill you don't have to get, I mean, you or somebody. I want Churchill, though. I really want Churchill.
Do you think Okorafor, after this offseason, will be a lot more effective than Brandon was this past season?
I think so.
That's my point.
Yeah, I do. I do. I think Emmanuel's a guy who's, you're going to be like, oh, man, wow, you know, whole summer working out. And you're like, yeah, no, he can play.
Yeah, because, and this will be the last thing before I hit the break.
Yeah.
Because this conversation, it wasn't a conversation until I heard it repeated one too many times. We need knockdown shooters.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. That always sounds like a good catchphrase. Everybody needs knockdown shooters, right?
Yes.
And then, you know, there was times where you and I said, we can shoot the ball pretty good.
Yeah.
Problem is, nobody's finishing around the basket. Mm-hmm. Problem is, we're so mad at Sidney. We're so mad at Ellis is the only person that gets to the basket and really finishes. Mike James got better at drawing contact and finishing.
Yep.
But the majority of your season were mad at Kamari because he's when he finally takes it all the way to the basket, he shoots a fadeaway running one-hander. He's always fading away. Jalen Withers always fading away, you know, not drawing contact at the basket. Sidney Curry gets to the basket, anywhere in the basket, either charging or you're missing cribs. Brandon Huntley Hatfield, you get million-dollar moves. You always he usually hits the first two shots at the beginning of the game. You don't really see him on the offensive end. So I can literally name you four or five guys just right off the bat that just didn't finish anywhere near the basket.
I mean, what was the game, the last game? I mean, who did we play in the – it's terrible. Boston College.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he had first 8 points.
Yeah.
It was like Brandon got in there and he started, you know, backing his dude down, scoring. It's like, yeah, you can do that.
But we were used to seeing him get those first two buckets.
Yeah.
And then not getting the buckets afterwards. And, you know, if you want to say, oh, Kenny Payne, draw him up some more. It's like as soon as he misses that first one, though, he starts to look to pass out of the double team, pass out of trap.
I will say it was odd that guards was what we were so worried about. And really, I think our inability to finish inside is what killed
us. See? I wanted to, like, because here's the thing. We as a fan base got so locked into do we need guards? The we need a bunch of guards crew only focused on the guard mistakes.
Yeah.
They weren't focusing on how many cribs we missed at the basket the entire year. How are Jalen Withers when that right side got cleared up out? And let me say this. Finishing is not just the shooting part. Finishing is taking care of the ball when you're in your two steps at the basket.
Yeah.
Anywhere in the paint is finishing. Taking the ball to the basket is finishing.
Yep.
It wasn't like we couldn't get in the lane. We could get into the lane. We couldn't score the basketball.
Yeah.
And so it's like, so when you say we need a knockdown shooter and then people just run with it, you know, like don't get so locked into your guard debate. I mean, you know, like, you know, just our whole pro versus.
Oh yeah, I mean, could we have used another guard? Sure,
of course,
like absolutely.
Yeah but I mean, our finishing, life would have got a lot easier for L.
We would have won a few more games. Yeah, if you could finish.
If we could finish, if I could get the ball to Sidney Curry and get my 15, 16 points, you know, get my 12 points from last year out of Brandon. I expect you to score 13 points a game.
Yeah,
you know, like. Your status, I don't expect 6-2, 6-3, 6-4, 4-4. That's no.
Absolutely.
No. And then I end up watching tournament games. Hit the music, Nikki, before I start. I'll go on a 30-minute rant about what I saw in the season versus what I saw in the tournament.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, as far as like kind of undoing some of the narratives that we all, myself included, that we all got locked into trying to hold a position analyzing the game.
Well, possibly some help on the way. I mean, we Louisville reached out officially, I guess, to a guy.
Hold it. 93 Nathanville.
Metro College is a program that helps students pay for tuition, and I didn't believe it. You have to work third shift 5 days a week. It's a great and rewarding thing when you graduate. I would do it all over again, just like I just did.
You know those buddies who magically become medical professionals when you're not at the top of your game? The ones who say,
"Come on, muscle through it,"
but then also say,
"Hey, you should probably see my specialist,"
or surgery or pain meds. It's almost always false, false, and false. Athletico's physical therapists, the same therapists who work with professional athletes, can tackle those little aches and pains from the start, before they become big ones. So next time, don't believe everything you hear. Instead, start with Athletico. Schedule your free assessment at athletico.com.